just a quick video before I go out and go and get a haircut. This is just about how to pay your bills until your startup makes money. Basically, I've been doing Shakeworks for almost coming up to a year now. And apart from learning the business stuff, there's just the practical reality of startups take longer to make money than what you think. Much longer than what you think. And in the meantime, you've got the reality of paying for your day-to-day life. So I want to talk about the different ways of just paying for day-to-day life, paying the bills until your startup is making money. First one being freelancing, which is what I'm doing. So with freelancing, it's good because, you know, you're using your skills to get money. I'm still doing music-related stuff, whether it's podcast production, session-based playing, custom production, and then dipping back into my old world of working with teenagers in youth and community work settings. So that's really, really good. So it's useful because as a freelancer, for my skills, I can command a higher rate and work less. So it's good of still being able to earn money and use my skills. So that's the positive. The drawback is it's headspace, and it's a lot to take on because your startup is one business and freelancing is another business. So you're essentially running two businesses at the same time. So it's a lot of, so you need to do a lot of diary management to really get around it and to plan your time. And every now and again, there may be compromises like what I'm finding of, I'm getting really caught up in freelance work. His bills need to be paid. So my startup, Shakeworks, is on the back burner, or I'm doing a lot of work with Shakeworks, but then I'm thinking, I've saved up some money from freelancing, but the money's running out. So that's the pros and cons of that, freelancing, what I'm doing. The second one is just working, having your full-time or part-time job. And then within that, you're just working on your startup in your spare time. The classic story is people working either early mornings or late at night when everyone's gone to bed. That's the classic schedule. With me, that really wasn't an option based on the work that I was doing. It wasn't set hours as in a 9-to-5. It's very much a vocation, similar sort of hours to the retail world. So carving out a specific time to actually consistently work on my startup was not really feasible, really. So for me, that wouldn't work. So it depends on the type of work that you do, whether you can carve out that specific time to work on your startup. And of course, people around you, your family and friends, of saying what you're doing. And, you know, you can't stay up night to watch that film, or you can't go out because maybe you need to work on your startup either late at night or early in the morning. So it's communication with people around you, really. So there's pros and cons of doing that. And I suppose linked to that, which I'll say is a third point, which is working off savings, which you could say is a subset of working your full-time job, where you think, okay, you want to make the leap, you get some savings together, and then you just think, right, now I'm going to do it. And you think, okay, I've got 5, 6, 8, 12 months sort of runway until the money runs out. So the positive of that is, for a specific period of time, you know bills are going to be covered. And within that, you can just work 100% on your startup, on figuring it out, doing all of that hard work at the beginning, because it's hard work at the beginning as well as it is fun, and really pay that attention and put all of your energy into working out how to make something profitable and of value to people. So that's the positive of that. The negative of that is it can be anxiety inducing because you're not doing anything to generate money. And whilst you're putting all of your energy into your startup, in the corner of your eye thinking, there's basically a countdown, it's basically a sand time, you're thinking, I've got 3 months left, I've got 5 months left, 4, 3, 2, and there's the anxiety of thinking, what am I going to do when money runs out? And then when money runs out, what do you do? Do you go back and get a job and then go back to working odd hours? Do you start freelancing? So it's quite tricky, that whole savings dynamic whilst working on your startup. Another way of paying the bills is those business loans, those business incubators, and loans for startup businesses. And within all of that, you're putting in costs just to be able just to keep going, really. So the benefit of that is, again, you're just getting that money, just to help you keep going. But the downside of that is, you know, money comes with strings attached in that. Even from the perspective of working on a program, which I was managing a program which was giving out business loans to people, it comes with a lot of paperwork and a lot of bureaucracy. You need to put up so much information up front just to get money from these people. And what I'm learning from doing my startup at the moment, if I needed to go through that process, it would probably be a waste of time because my business plan is changing consistently just because I'm working out, because the real world doesn't work like putting together some big business plan. And then from there you go, you're constantly changing and evolving. So with that, it wouldn't necessarily be relevant. So that's the downside of that as well. There's venture capitalists, which I have no idea how that works practically, but for people that want to Google that, then Google it. But it's an option. It's an option if you think it works for you and it's worth exploring. So that's the reality of paying the bills until your startup makes money. Within all of this, I think the key thing, what I'm learning and what I'm pretty much come to terms with, but every now and again have niggling frustrations, is that with your startup, it's going to take significantly longer to be profitable than what you think. That's where I'm at. I'm seeing positive signs, but I know there's a long way to go. So in my mind, I'm thinking long term. So making sure that my long term solutions to pay for my day-to-day bills are actually sustainable and feasible, so I don't burn myself out. And that's what I've learned. So I'll be back again next week with some more stuff. And when you see me, I'll definitely have my hair cut because I'm about to go now. So take care. Speak to you soon.